All right.
Hola. How y'all doing?
Good. You?
Doing pretty good.
Tough of defense as you'll see all year.
Yeah. You know, just as a group, they're playing some good sound football up front. You know, it caused a lot of havoc. And just a team that really formed to the ball. So it's another challenge for us. We know what we need to do. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to playing these guys.
Blind to the fact people say Marshawn might be the closest thing to you in the league.
Yeah, man, he's the guy. We came out together. We trained together down in Arizona. So I know his mentality. And I respect him as a running back. He definitely carries the nickname Beast Mode very well.
Does he remind you of you?
Well, we got different styles. But as far as the way we run, as far as the aggressive point, you know, he definitely reminds me of himself. And I'm sure he would say the same thing.
You made some interesting comments on the NFL Network, you know, last week when they were on the field. And just talking about how earlier in the season maybe the attack had been one-dimensional and it was all AP, but, you know, Ponder's game helped matters. And just talk about his play going forward and how you hope it's not going to be one-dimensional, the offense.
Well, his play is very key to our offense and being balanced. And, you know, so we're going to need him to continue to perform well. And, you know, so his preparation, you know, I'm sure that's what he's looking into doing, coming in, making sure that he's crossing his, you know, his T's and dotting his I's, and he's prepared to go out there and play his role. You know, we all got a role to play, and we hold each other accountable. So, you know, hopefully we can get him playing the way he played last week.
When you train with someone like Marshawn, do you learn something from them, or how do you feed off each other like that?
You got two guys that's so competitive and I want to be the best. It was a lot of guys there, you know, Calvin Johnson and Patrick Willis. So you can just imagine what kind of mindset was there training. But yeah, you know, those guys make you better. You know, you're able to see things that they do. And you be like, maybe I could do that a little better. You're able to learn things from them as well. But when you got a lot of alpha males, out there, you know, you're definitely competing to be the best and pushing each other.
Do you excited to see Percy?
Say again?
Excited to see Percy?
Yeah, I am. I wish it was one more week that he was sitting out. Seriously. But no, I'm excited to see him. I'm excited that he's, you know, he get to get back to doing what he loves to do. So, you know, I look forward to seeing those guys when I get there. Him, Sydney, you know, a couple other guys, T-Jack. You know, it's going to be like a reunion.
Yeah. You're emotional when they traded him. I mean, obviously you took him under your wing from the moment he came in here. I mean, how did you kind of reconcile that, you know, just how that thing ended with him here?
You know, it was pretty much accepting it for what it was. You know, the situation, you know, was what it was. And, you know, just kind of move on from it, you know. So, you know, he's happy. You know, we're moving forward. So, you know, you let bygones be bygones.
Why do you think it didn't work out long-term for Percy here in Minnesota?
I don't know. I don't really know the depth, really, of the situation. You know, obviously, we wanted him here. And, you know, he felt some other type of way, you know. So, he's somewhere where he's happy. And he's able to play, you know, the game he loves. And, you know, we're moving forward. This is a business, and, you know, it happens.
Called him Mighty Mouse. You gave him a nickname. Yeah. Did you think you two had a chance to be kind of a dynamic duo for a lot of years here?
Yeah. I can tell you this. You kind of told me that when we drafted him that he would be, you know, playing for Seattle right now. I would have looked at you crazy. But things happen, you know, and he's, like I said plenty of times before, he's the best player I've ever played with. And so, you know, I don't know if that said a lot or not.
Yeah, what do you call him the best player? Just
because he's so versatile, man. He's to be that size and to be that strong and fast and quick and, you know, just to have that, we have the same mindset, you know, and it's not too many guys that play this game that, you know, play with that mindset to win, you know, Brett Favre, Hugh Brees, you know, guys like that. Ray Lewis, you know, he has that type of mindset and he has a lot of, you know, talent to to go out there and really put in some work when he's on the field. And defense, he can play offense. I mean, defense as well. But yeah, he's just an explosive player.
It's the same mindset. Do you see a lot of yourself in him too that way?
Yeah, you know, just the way he approached. You know, you never had to get on him about practice. You know, when he came out, he practiced hard, and it was pretty much like it was a game. You know, to him. So that's one thing that stood out.
You and Marshawn are never on the field at the same time, but do you have a competition with one another when you play each other that, you know, I'm going to outdo you?
Well, I'm sure to a certain extent, you know, it's not overwhelming to the point where you're more focused on that than getting a win. But, you know, of course, I'm sure he sits over there and he's like, hey, you know, Agent breaks the run. I want to break one. I want to perform better for my team to help my team win, you know, so... in the inside, all the way in the back, you know, it kind of sits there, but it's not something at the forefront.
Seattle's best defense in the league?
I don't know. I'll see how good they are when we play them, play them Sunday. You know, so ask me this question next Wednesday. Cool.
All right.
Thanks.